Hello, everyone. Sigflup here, Sigflup Sinislabel. You are listening to another episode of Packer Public Radio. And in this episode, we're going to have a few corrections. Yes, that's right, corrections. The last episode of Packer Public Radio, or at least the last episode that I made, was about JavaScript. And there are a few errors. There was just pretty much one error. I said it was the language of the future because of its concurrency. And this isn't really the case. It's asynchronous, but it does run non-concurrently. How to explain this is I'll use Node.js as an example because it's uniform among platforms, and JavaScript in browsers vary. What happens is blocks of code get executed, and they're put into a queue, a quote-unquote event loop, if you like. But I like to call it a queue. And an analogy for this queue is packages going through a scanner at an airport, where the scanner executes. And the packages are what's created from reading lines of code or blocks of code, and the blocks of code are the people. So you have blocks of code, and you have what actually does put into packages in the queue in the order at which it was executed, and they get put through the scanner, which executes them synchronously in a lot of the cases, but JavaScript is asynchronous. Well, it's asynchronous when you have a block of code that requires an IO call. A blocking syscall, for instance, or some sort of network call where you fetch a network object like XML, like an XML HTTP request or something like that. What happens when you have something like that is the package gets taken off the queue and gets run until whatever's blocking unblocks. And then it gets put to the front of the queue, where it then calls a callback, for instance, or some other code that it runs, typically a callback. So that's how it works. That's why if you have a spin lock on a variable, it actually brings JavaScript down to it brings JavaScript to a halt, the interpreter to a halt. Because you're executing a block of code that doesn't allow the queue to keep on moving. The package gets stuck in the scanner, if you will. And so that's the correction I'd like to make. Thank you for listening, everyone, and happy hacking.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.